Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Before we go, let me turn to the news of an Irishman who's been killed by police in Malta. This is something that has just been confirmed to us by the Irish Embassy. To get the latest, I'm joined by Matthew Ferrugia, journalist with Malta Today. Matthew, what do you know about what's happened here?
Good morning, Philip. A few moments ago, the Maltese police commissioner was present at a press conference where the details of the case were being discussed officially for the first time. Malta Today had been one of the first to report on this case in the early morning, in the early hours of Monday morning. Basically, an Irishman had been identified as the alleged murderer of a Maltese woman. Police Commissioner Angelo Gaffar told a news conference that the suspect had told the police that he had murdered a woman after he had entered a hotel and caused some trouble and even threatened staff with a gun. After this, he allegedly went to the near the sea, where a police standoff had ensued for about 3 hours. There, while he was near the sea and even entered the sea, at one point he started to speak with the police, who had tried to convince him to hand over his weapon. And during the conversation, during the three-hour conversation, he had told them that he had murdered a woman, and the police sent extra officers to the address where he said that he had murdered the woman.
And they confirmed that they found somebody there.
Yes, they had confirmed that. She is a woman who was found stabbed in her apartment, and the knife, the murder weapon, allegedly was found next to her. A few hours later, during the first hours of Monday, while the Irishman was pointing the gun to his head, he allegedly started to move closer to the police, and he pointed the weapon towards them. That's when, after a few warnings, he was shot by the police three times, and he died on the spot. It turned out that the alleged gun that was used during the standoff was a replica, and it was not a real weapon.
What is known about the woman who was found dead at the apartment and her relationship to this man?
They were ex-partners, so police have confirmed that in last April she had submitted a few reports about the man who she had been dating before. He allegedly sent her insulting emails and messages through social media. The police had asked her to sit down with them to compile a domestic violence assessment report. But she had refused, given that at the time she didn't think it was too much of a threat.
Matthew Ferrugier in Malta, thank you very much for updating us with those details.